Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. There are two positive things that the Lord told Joshua in this verse, and one negative thing. He gave the negative first. The word of God was not to depart from his mouth. Whatever orders he gave to the people as the general of the army, and whatever decisions he made as the leader of the people, his everyday affairs of life must be consistent with the word of God. Think of it. These people were a people most blessed. They were led by a man who was to base his life upon the scriptures. In every age, this is the crying need. The world condition today reflects the fact that the leaders in government, business, and education, by and large, pay little attention to the Bible. What a tragedy! This people, however, had been reminded by Moses of the greatness of their blessing from God. It had set them apart from all others. He had taught them the word of God and then charged them, "Keep therefore and do it." Joshua was to live his life and pattern his leadership by these statutes of God. Two things were necessary in order to do that. One, he was to meditate day and night on the word. The word meditate means to ponder. It has the idea of talking it over with yourself, to think it through. In my own life, I have found that one of the greatest aids to meditation is scripture memory. Now, I suppose I am speaking to some of you who think you have a poor memory. Actually, your memory is good. What's your address? You know it, don't you? What's your phone number? How many people can you call by name? A good memory is a skill that can be improved. It is not something you either have or don't have. Attitude makes the difference. But don't rely on the frailty of your own human limitations. Count on God to help you. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Here are a few tips. When learning or reviewing a verse, quote it word perfect. Make the first impression in your mind clear and correct. Mistakes once learned are difficult to unlearn. There are two times during the day that are most conducive to learning. One is just before bedtime. While you're asleep, you forget less. The other is right after you get up. Your mind is most receptive to new impressions. Review during your spare moments. Make sure you read the context. Read the verse several times. Repeat the reference with the verse, and if need be, write it out. All of this will stimulate meditation. Then obey what you have learned. To the person who will do this, God makes a promise. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. May God bless you as you fill your life with His word.